song there. This is Ryan Scott here on the next generation of KGO 810. I want to give a round of, keep it going, Casey, in the background. I love how the music goes. Our round of applause for our intern. He just topped on the scale. He is officially 1 pound heavier. His mom is going to be so proud of him. He leaves my studio. He officially ate that PB&J. That was Gastro Pig, Lauren Goodwin, and Lance Vasquez. Thank you for coming over from Oakland. I want to thank Johnny Funcheap for the first half an hour, giving us all the input, all the great stuff that we love to do in San Francisco and beyond. That is free. You guys can check him out again at funcheap.com. You hear the noise in the background. You know what that is. Yeah, you heard that right. You have been looking forward to this. I have been tweeting. The phone lines have already been getting ready. 808810. That's 8080810. You heard it, right? Is that what that was? Hold on. If anybody knows, I know. That is the sound of John Taffer himself. John Taffer, bar. You like that, John? Do you imagine just the crash into the glass?
I remember when we did that. That was 6 years ago, Ryan. But I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
With the PBJ, grape or strawberry?
That's a good question. I need to ask my intern. He said it's actually cherry. John, you would eat this. Now, let me draw a picture for you. So Gastro Pig came over from Oakland. John Taffer's on the line right now from Bar Rescue. Everybody has been a fan of 130-plus episodes. I'm going to draw the picture for you, my friend. A beautiful, crispy, beautiful, flaky croissant, homemade peanut butter in the middle, cherry jelly, and then three pieces of applewood smoked bacon with a little too much pepper on it. By the time it hits that grape jelly and that organic peanut butter, my intern still can't talk. I think it was there's so much peanut butter in it. I've been on this diet, so I made him eat everything in 8 minutes. It was kind of funny. I'll send you the video. You're going to really like it. It was good. Mr. Taffer.
Well, I've had your cooking and your work before, Ryan. So if that is your mastery, I'm sure it was a heck of a sandwich.
No, I think I won you over with a Brussels sprout ranch pizza in Tampa, Florida. Do you remember when that one challenge we were, what was that bar? Do you remember? It was.
That was Frank.
Tiki.
Shoot.
It was the Tiki Bar.
It was the Tiki Bar. It was the one with
Frankie T's.
Where something I won't mention was found behind a bar.
Oh. I mean, John, I mean, it's you're a friend of mine, and I love you to death, and the fans have been going crazy that you've been able to come on the airwaves with me today, and it means a lot. You have done officially now, in the bag, done, clocked in after 6 years. How many episodes of Bar Rescue have you done?
I'm starting my 136th episode of Bar Rescue, but I've also done 20 back to the bars.
That's 156.
As well, but yep, that's unbelievable, and we're talking about a bunch more.
Did you ever think, when you put this together and you wanted to do this show called Bar Rescue, did you ever think, first of all, I remember celebrating your 100th episode when we were in New York City at one of the steakhouses, which was amazing, and to know 36 yep. episodes later, and that was the middle of last year, was this the vision of what you saw Bar Rescue? Because I said this 100 times, and you know when you meet celebrities, people are like, oh, is that celebrity really like that? People ask me all the time, what is John Taffer like? First and foremost, I will say this, the nicest guy I've ever met. But you, when it gets down to business,
thanks,
baby, when it gets down to business, you know your stuff, my friend. You know it.
Well, thank you, man. I've been doing it a long time. And, you know, Ryan, what a lot of the viewers don't understand is, you know, these people are counting on me. Mm-hmm. And us. And, you know, when I show up, they're, and you've heard them say it, you've looked in their eyes, you know, they've got weeks to go and they're out of money and it's going to close. And I take that really seriously. And that's sort of what inspires me to be so aggressive.
100%. I mean, the challenges that you've had and the progression through the years and the letters that you've got, you and I did one in outside of Denver, Colorado. It was the military gentleman. I can't remember his name.
Yes. And name of the bar was Garrison's.
Garrison's. You remember that letter that was written to you, John?
I do. I tear up thinking about it. You know, he also gave me something fascinating. He gave me a blue stone from a mine in Afghanistan that only came from that one mine in Fallujah. And I have that sitting on my desk. It's one of my proudest things. And he brought it back in his Black Hawk from battle. And sometimes the way people react after the fact is incredibly touching. I remember Sam Jordan's bar in San Francisco. Sam Jordan was a civil rights activist a heavyweight fighter, mm-hmm. and ran for mayor of San Francisco. He was the first black candidate ever, and he was like a god to me after I worked with his family. And his son gave me the clock that used to sit by the ring when he would spar. And it sits on my desk. It's one of my proudest possessions. But, Ryan, my office is filled with things that people have given me after Bar Rescue. And I look at them, and it inspires me to fight harder next time, honestly.
And you've been fighting harder. The show is doing unbelievable. You heard it right. This is John Taffer joining me from Bar Rescue here on Ryan Scott Show on the next generation of KGO. Mr. Taffer, a lot of people don't know. Can you give us a little breakdown of your history of where you started, University of Denver grad? No wonder you could drive so damn fast in Denver, Colorado. You knew your way around. You knew your way around so well. That's why you like that city.
I love Denver. You know, I went to DU and started tending bar in college, and who would have known? One thing led to another, and I became an assistant manager, a general manager. Then I worked my way to become a food and beverage director at a resort. And then from a food and beverage director at a resort, I became resident manager of one of the largest resorts in America. Then I became a hotel general manager. Then I became a vice president of a hotel company. And then I started opening my own restaurants and bars. And I got up to 17, Ryan, and took a couple public and did very well. And then 6 years ago, somebody came up to me and said, you should be on TV.
Mm-hmm. And what was your first response, John Taffer? What was your first, when somebody said, I mean, TV's fun, but you are no joke. You're full time. When you're on set, when it's an 18-hour set and you come in and you come out, that is a long day. We've done Food World. We've done the line cook, and we've managed places. We set up POS systems and built places, but it is a lot of work, my friend. What did you think when you got that first call?
Well, you know, it was a friend I had given a keynote speech at a convention, and somebody comes up to me and says, you should be on TV. And you never heard the story, Ryan. So I thought about it, and I wrote something up. It was originally called On the Rocks. And I wrote it up, and I went to a friend of mine who ran television for Paramount at the time, and I told him what my idea was, and he looked at me and said, you will never be on television. You're not young enough. You're not good-looking enough. You will never be on television. Well, I walked out of his office with a vendetta that I was going to be on television no matter what. Now, I'm really thankful he said that to me that day. So I walked out of there. Spent my own money to shoot a sizzle reel called On the Rocks, brought the sizzle reel to four production companies, got offers from all four, Ryan, within days.
Wow.
And it was pretty incredible. And then Spike picked up the show literally just 4 days later.
That's amazing. Yeah. You talked about before, you hear John Taffer join us right here on the Ryan Scott Show here on KGO.
I didn't know that.
What was it from one to the next, John? What is it that you think it was? What was in your life that pushed you to that next step? Because I see a lot of when I work with you and I spend time with you, there's a drive. There's always a drive, and a lot of fans were writing on the Facebook page today. What is it that keeps John Taffer going? When from young John Taffer to 29-year-old John Taffer today, what is it that keeps him going? That does the next step, the next show, the next venture, the next thing? I mean, so many things that are in the works for you.
I think it's the challenge, honestly, and I hate to sound corny, but, you know, it's when I started this show and I said to the network, let's find the worst possible things we can find, you know, disasters that I didn't even know existed. And I never realized this existed, Ryan, to this level, that people could be this deep in failure, you know, make such decisions. That was shocking to me. So Bar Rescue became a huge challenge.
Right.
And week after week, you know, as more and more bars try to get on the show, the challenges have gotten deeper. And I know you've experienced this with me. The depth of failure that we experience is remarkable. It inspires me to try to change their lives.
Well, you inspire a lot of people. The phone lines are blowing up to talk to John Taffer. When you come back here, he's gracing us with another 8 minutes to talk real quick. I have John Taffer-isms, things that you've said in the past, John. I'm going to see if you can finish even the stuff that you even started back in the day with all the quotes and all the great photos. When we come back here on the Ryan Scott Show on KGO, Mr. Taffer is going to join us. We'll talk a little bit more about food, bars, and then an episode that's coming up during we can't say the big game. We can't say anything that's regarding this grande event that's happening in a couple weeks. But there's an episode that I had the honor to do it with John Taffer that was in Chicago, and we're excited to talk about that when we come right back here on KGO.
Now back to the Ryan Scott Show on the next generation of KGO 810.
Play that song.
Welcome back to the Ryan Scott Show. You hear that in the background. That's one of my dear friends, Pat Monahan, of Train. I want to let everybody know that their new CD, their new record, their new album is out officially yesterday. I want to support our local Bay Area band and give them some love. Go online, buy it. It's a really cool, it's a great, great song. Another great person on the lines with me right now is my dear buddy, John Taffer. We know him from Bar Rescue. Here's the five questions I ask every celebrity that comes on, and I want to give five questions to Mr. Taffer himself. You ready, John?
I'm ready.
All right, first question, favorite song?
Ooh.
That's a good one. I want to hear this one from you.
Maybe Introduction by Chicago.
I knew you were a Chicago fan. I could just tell. I can tell.
I mean, that particular song blew me away. That was a long instrumental and had amazing chops in it. And yeah, that's one of my favorite songs musically.
Favorite movie, Mr. Taffer? You travel like crazy. You sit and watch movies all the time. But what is that one movie? And I want one that you would cry to, by the way. If you actually cry.
The one that I cried to, I cried at the end of Beauty and the Beast, which was a cartoon. So that's easy. but I got to, you know, and I hate to be corny, but I got to pick The Godfather. I mean, it really is it's a movie I'll watch anytime. And I actually use lines from it often.
Really? All right. How about your favorite food? It can be either be a dish if you want, or an ingredient, or a sandwich or a burger. What is your favorite thing if you got to eat it? No rules apply. Calories don't count. You don't gain a dollar, a pound, or anything. You can eat all you want. What would that dish be or that ingredient?
Well, I got to be a little specific here. I grew up in New York. And, you know, I am a, believe it or not, Ryan, a hot dog man. Now, I like a skin hot dog. That's okay. Beef that pops when you bite into it. And, you know, my parents used to make fun of me when I was a kid. My two favorite foods was a great all-beef skinned hot dog, and I'll tell you what brand if you like.
Yeah, tell it.
And lobster tails. I'm a Nathan's hot dog, man. Yeah. I love frickin' Nathan's hot dogs. Slow cooked on the grill for about 45 minutes, so they really pop when you bite into them.
Right. Like, it's almost deep-fried.
A little bit.
Almost deep-fried, but it's not. It just sat there and just keeps cooking and sizzling, but it's not too hot. Yes, exactly.
Right. I'm also, you know, I'm a steak guy, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had to pick my favorite foods as a New Yorker, buddy, I'd probably pick hot dogs and great pizza.
All right, doing Bar Rescue at 136 episodes, plus Back to the Bar, another 20. If there is a drink, a go-to for the man, John Taffer himself, what is your go-to drink? And don't say water. Please don't say water.
You know, it's funny. I never thought of it, but I'm going to tell you the same as my favorite movie. I happen to drink Godfathers.
Yeah.
But there's no connection. I've just never been asked the same question at the same time and realized that the answer is Godfather to both, honestly, Ryan. But, you know, a Godfather is a little scotch with just a few drops of Amaretto on top. I like it very dry, and that tends to be my go-to drink, or just some Crown Royal on the rocks.
If I get it correct, and I've been around you enough, it's about an ounce and a half of scotch and a quarter ounce of Amaretto floated on top, and that tends to be the drink of your choice, my friend.
Well done, Chef.
I listen, my friend. I listen. I have an opportunity to hang out with you. I absorb it. When you sit down and have lunch with me, it's like I'm like, forget the lunch. I'm taking the conversation. If there's one thing, the number five question that one thing we don't know about John Taffer, what is one thing that you either do on your day off, if you have a day off, or do that we don't know? Are you a man that sits in your pajamas and plays video games and smokes cigars? Do you like to go ride roller coaster rides in Vegas? What's that one thing that you do that we don't know?
Well, probably two things. You know, I love my Porsche, so, you know, I love driving in my Porsche. But I have a flight simulator cockpit in my house.
You do not.
I've got a serious flight simulator cockpit in my house with all the gauges and the seat, and you slide up and down, and it's a complete cockpit. And you know, sometimes, you know, you can create weather conditions and such, and I'll use that on occasion. And then I have another passion, which is an orphanage here in Las Vegas, St. Jude's Ranch for Children, which I'm on. I put an awful lot of time into as well, which is a big passion for me.
Yeah, the St. Jude's thing, I know all about it. I saw your passion with it a couple weeks ago when we were in Vegas, and it's great that you give back. I'm really disappointed that you didn't invite me to the simulator. I will invite myself. I just did it right now on air to 100,000 people. How about this? I will trade you, John. If I get to play in the simulator, I will make you a beef dish and hot dogs on the side. Is that a deal?
Oh, it's a deal. If you can combine them into one entree,
You know that's a challenge. Don't challenge me. Do not challenge me, John Taffer, because you know I'll come up with it. I will make a prime rib hot dog, and I will come out. We're on to something right now. We are totally on to something. Speaking of hot dogs, we have an episode coming up on the big game weekend when there's some pig skins flying out there, and you and I are Chicago. You want to give a little teaser to this one about this this very big challenge that we had right around the corner from Wrigley Field?
Yeah, it was. It was probably, Ryan, and I say this honestly, and look, you were there with me. This might have been the toughest owner of all time.
I can't agree more. You get stubborn. This was you. 45 minutes later, even into the episode, you're still not getting this guy.
No, and the end of this particular episode is unlike any episode in Bar Rescue history. And I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but it is the most unique ending of any Bar Rescue we've ever had. And this guy got exactly what he deserved in the end, to tell you the truth. And we won't, of course, speak to what that is. But, you know, 99% out of the 135, I'm guessing 130 of the owners have been terrific and appreciative. And there's only a few that haven't been. And, you know, I remember stories of the TV show, and I won't mention the name of the show, where they build people houses and they move the bus out of the way and they see the house. And, you know, one of the producers told me a story of they're giving you a house, Ryan, giving you a house. And people would run inside and they'd complain about the color of the paint in one of the bedrooms. So, you know, people sometimes are more focused on what they don't have than what they do have.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. I have to say, I mean, I've done now 9 episodes with Mr. Taffer, and this is one, you've never been in this position before. Imagine me in the back seat. I typically in the back seat. We sit in the Suburban. We go through everything that we're doing the Rincon and checking the place out. But you turned around and looked at me at one point, John, and the look that you gave me, it was like, I have never seen a person like this before. It was just like, what in the world are we going to do? And it's a great tease coming up for this episode, the week of the big game. So everybody needs to pay attention to that. That's going to be Bar Rescue on Spike. I've got 2 more minutes with Mr. Taffer, and he's going to get out of here. Tafferisms. Let's see if I can do this correctly. John Taffer, you tell me if I've got you. Tell me if I do you perfectly here when it comes to it. You can smell a crappy bar. Crappy bars have mold, mildew, yeast everywhere. If it doesn't smell right, then it's not right.
Well said.
Yeah? What's the theory on that? Well, I mean, what are we smelling, Mr. John?
Well, you know, you're one of the best chefs I've ever worked with, Ryan. You can smell a bad kitchen before you see it.
Yeah, you can see it, smell it, everything.
I mean, you and I have had that. We're not even inside yet. And 2 steps out, we can smell the filth that we are about to see.
Yeah.
And, you know, dirt isn't odorless.
Yeah,
cleanliness tends to be odorless. We always smell it. And what people don't know in Bar Rescue, you probably see me do it right. Sometimes I'll walk through the kitchens before we clean them, and I'll actually hold my breath. I don't even want to breathe when I walk through the darn room. They're so bad.
You can smell
it. And I have seen kitchens that are past horrendous, past illegal.
Yes, and then you still want weapons. Me to cook out of it.
It's almost a weapon.
It is.
You're going to kill somebody.
It truly is. Here's another John Tafferism. All right. It's not okay. It is not okay to drink. Bartenders cannot drink with the customers. Is that close? Is that good?
That's close.
What's the theory on that? Why can the bartender not drink with the customers? I know it's simple for us.
First of all, restaurants and bars are one of the most dangerous occupations in America, according to OSHA. There's more injuries, slippery floors, glassware, and there's 3 elements to tending bar. Attitude, the way you interact with customers, adhering to recipes, and counting money. I don't know how anybody can count money better after drinking. I don't know how anybody can adhere to a recipe better after drinking, or even interact with a guest when after they've been drinking.
Very true.
So no matter how I measure it, a bartender should not be drinking behind the bar.
I agree. I've got one fan with 1 minute left. Joe in Vacaville wants to say hi to Mr. Taffer. He's a big fan, and this is, I've never said this before, Joe would like to talk hot dogs with John and I.
Go for it, Joe.
Thank you so much. I've got so much to say. I grew up in Brighton Beach. I almost lived at Nathan's. I don't know if you knew this, but there was a room in the back where you could sit down and order all the goodies. Okay. do you know anything about Lundy's in Sheepshead Bay?
No.
Of course. Was it the cheesecake or was it the strudel? Which was it?
No. Lundy's Seafood Restaurant. It was a privately owned restaurant. It's right there. It was in Sheepshead Bay. It served more meals than any other privately owned restaurant in America. Look it up.
I will.
The seafood.
Wow.
The seafood dinner. A lobster, shoestring
French fries.
Fries, these incredible rolls, $6.95, the Shoreline Dinner. Lundy's, look it up. I have so much to discuss with you.
Let me finish. All right, Joe, you got 30 seconds, Joe, please.
Brighton Beach, every three blocks, a deli, a Chinese restaurant, a bakery. We lived on Chinese food, pizza, and deli. Okay, you talk about bars. McSorley's Pub in Manhattan, Lower Manhattan, there was a point where no women were allowed. You know about McSorley's?
Yeah.
Look it up.
We got to go. I appreciate Joe calling in. Hey, John, you know what? We got a lot of stuff to apparently look up. Joe over there told us we need to look up McSorley's and we need to go to a couple other places. You and I have to do our studying. It is an honor to call you a friend. It's an honor to have you on the radio airwaves, and it's just a pleasure always, sir.
My pleasure, Chef, and you're a real buddy, and I look forward to our next episode together. Sure. And Sunday night, the 19th, we're back.
All right, guys, that's John Taffer. Let's make sure, yes, he needs a couple more followers on Instagram and Twitter. Get on there and support our friend. This is Ryan Scott here on KGO, the next generation of radio. We'll be right back.